Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Naro Bizarro. Yes, I like that name.
Me too.
And he is just won an election. It is a big win. New Britain, Berlin, and part of Farmington. And Senator, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Brad. Naro Bizarro here, calling from the great city of New Britain, located in the 6th District, and I'm pleased to be on with you this morning. And I just want to quickly thank all of your listeners. I want to thank you for having me on last week, and thank the listeners who heard me and were engaged and energized and came out and made their voices heard on Tuesday. So thank you all.
Well, again, it was quite a win, and there's no question about it. I mean, you've got Berlin, New Britain, you've got Farmington, and you know, the people out there, they love you, they know you, and it wasn't a surprise for many. Maybe it was a surprise for you, but again, what are some of your thoughts? You know, we have got some of the biggest problems going right now. I cannot believe how much money we're going to be spending, and so on. What are some of your thoughts as a newly elected official?
Well, Brad, first getting back to your point about the makeup of the district and whether or not it was a surprise. Look, this is it was a surprise to many in the sense that the raw numbers are so daunting for Republicans in this district. They are vastly outnumbered by registered Democrats. But at the end of the day, this district is made up of blue-collar, hardworking people who pay attention to what's going on in Hartford. And regardless of party affiliation, I think people are just have gotten to the point where they're sick and tired of listening to everybody in Hartford talk about ways to raise revenue. I mean, that's all anyone ever talks about. I really made a point of emphasizing that issue. I didn't hear enough in terms of what we can do to control our appetite for spending in this state. And I understand that a lot of discretionary spending has been cut over the years. And yet, having said that, there's always ways to make government leaner, to make it more efficient. We need to figure out a way to scale back the size of government. You know, for example, take the tolls issue. I mean, look, what I heard from a lot of people who are proponents of tolls is that we really need the revenue in order to make the infrastructure improvements in this state and to take on new transportation initiatives. Now, I don't disagree that we need to do those things, but if you take a look, for instance, at the administrative cost per mile in this state, it's about 10 times the national average.
That's okay? Right.
Now, why is that? So, you know, I don't want to hear that there's nothing left to cut. I mean, that's a perfect example of how we need to start looking at things that are available, things that could be on the chopping block. We've got to be more efficient. When we start doing that, I bet you we'll be able to realize some real savings.
You know, that's one of the biggest things that everybody is talking about, and the big thing is this toll business. I have never, as a broadcaster, I've never talked with so many people who are really on top of it, and I think we have a chance. We have a chance to really tackle these tolls. I truly believe this. I think,
yeah,
this
Brad, this is an issue that galvanized everybody in the community, and you know, in particular, I think everybody across the state is feeling this way. In particular, the residents of the 6th District in Central Connecticut, where we're not going to be able, because we're surrounded by so many highways, we are not going to be able to escape the tolling gantries under any proposal. And it really resonated with the voters here. People are sick and tired of listening to the governor and the legislature talking about increased taxes. They didn't want the tolls. I told everybody they had an opportunity to come out and be heard on that issue, and I'm glad that the voters of the 6th District took me up on that.
Well, I'll tell you something right now. I have been in broadcasting here for quite a time, and I have never, with my partner Paul, have never had such a reaction as we have on these tolls. I'm telling you, it's just I get calls all the time.
Yeah, I believe it. I mean, that's look. I knocked on hundreds and hundreds of doors. We made thousands of phone calls, and that's all anybody wanted to talk about. So we've got to figure out a way to stop this. I had hoped for at least one more Republican Senate victory on Tuesday. We didn't get that. But as a caucus, I'm looking forward to getting up there and joining the rest of the group and trying to figure out a way that we can put a stop to this, because honestly, it's going to hurt the hardworking people of the state, the people that need relief, you know, and it's unfortunate that that's where we are right now. But I'm going to do everything in my power, you bet, to stop it.
What I want to ask you, I've been thinking about this, knowing that you were going to be on. What was it? What was it? I mean, it wasn't a surprise to me, because you're well known in the area where you perform, New Britain, Berlin, and Farmington, and you have always been, you know, down with the people. You talk with them, and the whole thing. But was it a surprise? That it didn't seem to be a surprise for me, as somebody that you know has followed you and knows that that you're right there to help somebody.
Well, Brad, I appreciate that very much, but outside of my inner circle of advisors and maybe my mom, I think you might be the only one who wasn't surprised by the results. So, you know, the raw numbers in this district, the Democrats outnumber Republicans significantly, and so in that regard, it was a surprise. But I had a very good feeling going into Tuesday, because I was out there talking to the people one-on-one. And there was something in the air. I felt it. I felt that people were very galvanized by this toll issue. The tolls plus the billions of dollars in proposed tax increases. I think it just, as I said, this district is made up of people who pay attention, blue-collar people who work really hard, commute to their jobs, and they just need some relief, Brad. They need relief, and they're not getting it. What they're getting are just creative ways to sustain a broken system. I mean, the system does not work right now, and whether we're talking about tolls or taxes or any other revenue-raising measure, if the idea is to raise revenue to sustain this system, which is unsustainable in its current form, then, you know, it's a terrible idea. People don't want it because, you know, we've got to start thinking long-term here. We can't come up with revenue-raising measures every couple of years and think that we're going to balance the budget that way and have sustainable relief in this state. What we need to do is we need to start talking about long-term sound fiscal policy. We've got to grow the tax base organically in this state. You know, we need sound economic policy to encourage businesses to reinvest here, to grow here, to move here. And when we do that, we'll start reaping all of the benefits.
I've got a very special guest yesterday and today, Yvonne Davis, who lives in this area, and she has been with the Bushes. She's done just a tremendous job in Washington, and she's home on leave. And we were fortunate enough to get her to come by, and she wants to say something to you.
First of all, complimenti, Senatore Bizzaro. I just wanted to say congratulations.
Grazie mille.
Prego. So let me ask you this question. So just for the listeners and understanding, so there would be tolls on 84, 91, and 95 and the Merritt Parkway if this were to go in effect?
Yeah, that's one proposal. So the way it's going to work is, you know, this is debating. It's going to be debated now by the legislature. And then, we won't really know what the final map is going to look like until it's actually implemented, and that could take several years. So, but because we're surrounded by those major highways, one would assume that the tolling gantries are going to go up on all of those highways. The proposals, the illustrations that have been produced thus far, all reflect that scenario.
So you know that no state has attempted to do what Connecticut's doing if they were to have them on all of these highways, all these international highways. This would be a first.
Yeah, and per mile and per capita, one of the highest tolls in the country, if not the worst. Yeah,
and this is apparently new territory by the Federal Highway Administration Centers for Innovative Finance. So, to what degree or at what point is there going to be a discussion with the feds around this? Because the federal government has approved for Connecticut being one of 15 states to do this type of thing. So then you have a more conservative Republican administration in power. So how would that have any play at all or no?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the issues there's a lot of uncertainty regarding this proposal. That's one of the questions that has to be fleshed out. So, a lot of different problems. I mean, we start with the fact that it's a very regressive form of tax. And let's call it what it is. It's a tax, okay? It's a mileage tax. You start with that, and then you move on to the actual construction and operation costs. And I would ask you, what have we done in Connecticut to instill confidence that we're going to be able to build, maintain, and operate these tolling gantries with any sort of efficiency? So that's another question. And then you get into whether, what the projections look like in terms of actual revenue coming in because of all of those factors. And then you throw in the fact that we need the federal regulators to take a look at this and approve all these projects. And then you add in the fact that we may lose federal monies and subsidies if we implement these proposals. So this is a very complex issue, but at the end of the day, what it boils down to is no matter how all of those things play out, the average person that lives in my district and commutes, 15 or 20 miles to work every day doesn't need a tax on their commute to work. What they need is they need relief from all of the growing tax burden in the state. So, we're going to start with tolls. I'm going to do my best, as I said, to join my fellow Republicans in the state Senate, and we're going to do everything in our power to protect the hardworking citizens of this state against tolls.
Thanks for being with us this morning.